Hi Ayan, congratulations on the victory. I just wanted to ask, how do you go about judiciously using the overs of Varun Chakravarti and Sunil Narine, looking at how they have been bowling this season, and you know they are the X factor for your side?
Absolutely. I think two big impact players for us in any, any conditions. Two mystery spin bowlers. I think we're very lucky to have them. Probably particularly Sunil Narine, who's been a huge part of this franchise now for a very long time, and an integral part of KKR's success. So I think game on game basis, you look at where they can have the biggest impact in the game, and then try and get them in that position in the game. I think today's a good example of that. I think we're fortunate enough that the other guys within the bowling unit bowled extremely well, and that allowed us to juggle things around a little bit.
Sandeep Sarkar.
Yes, Skipper, congrats first of all. A well-fought victory. Skip, do you feel that this type of wicket suits the T20, the purpose of playing T20 cricket where the ball stops, doesn't come in to bat properly?
Here, I think the purpose of T20 cricket is obviously to be our most entertaining format. It's very appealing to the wider audience of sports fans around the world. And I think an element of pure cricket was in the wicket today. I think if bowlers bowled in the right area, they got their due reward, and I think batsmen had to work a little bit harder. So I think sometimes in T20, it's nice to have that element to contribute, give you an insight into the real game of cricket, as opposed to it just ball flying everywhere and everything in the batsman's favour.
Congratulations, Skipper.
Thank you.
Satisfying you that finally Shubman got his half century in this IPL.
Here I'm delighted for Shubman. He's showed a huge amount of promise in all formats of the game, and probably over the last two IPLs has continued to show promise. On a tricky wicket today, he made things look very easy. His true class really shone through, which is great to see. It'll give him a lot of confidence, and obviously at the top of the order with the form that Venkatesh Iyer has been in, gives us another element along with Rahul Tripathi. They've really been a huge positive for us in the second phase of the tournament.
Akash.
A word on Tim Southee's performances in the last three games. I mean, he's had a big impact in the two. He's joined your squad as Pat Cummins' replacement, but he's had to fill in for someone like Lockie, who's done so well for you guys. So one thing is the impact. What do you say about the impact of Tim, and where's Lockie's fitness at?
Yeah, Tim's obviously had a huge impact in the side. I think when you miss, two or three big gun players, we've missed Pat, Lockie, obviously Dre has been missing as well, and his contribution with the ball in this phase has been brilliant. So it's one thing contributing throughout a campaign, but I think when you look at actually when you need players to stand up and senior players to be able to do that, Tim has done that brilliantly. He's come in seamlessly. He's showed a lot of experience. He's done it for a very long time for the Black Caps. He's obviously one of their top class bowlers in all formats of the game. So it's great to see him in a KKR shirt.
Last question, Rohit Jugnauth.
Congratulations, Ryan. We know about your captaincy has been a good part of KKR's success this season, but are you a bit concerned about your form? And the second part of the question is, any update on Russell's and Lockie Ferguson's injury?
Yeah,
When do you
absolutely.
see them back?
Yeah. Here, I'm short on runs in this phase of the tournament, or the whole tournament in general. I'm very lucky to be in a position where I've been through stages like this in my career. And I think the longer you go without contributing a significant score, the closer you are to actually contributing. And that's just coming from experience. On the two guys that are injured, we're monitoring their progress on a daily basis. Lockie was at the ground here today doing run-throughs, so that's a big improvement. And Dre is obviously rehabbing at the hotel. So our medical team are working day and night to try and get them fit. So we'll just have to see how the rehab goes and take a call as and when we can, depending on the next game. Thank you, guys.